Good morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for today. I pray you'd be with me. I pray that you'd help me. I pray you'd help me communicate to whoever is going to hear this devotional, your word and your will. Father, we thank you that you do speak through ordinary people, and I pray you'd speak through me today. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. My verse today, and there may be more than one, but the verse I'm starting from is Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Philippians 3:19. The part of this verse that convicts me most, because I'm a fat person, at least right now, I want to change that, is the second part that says, whose God is their belly. I know not every fat person has their belly as a God, and maybe that's true. Hopefully, I hope it's true about me. I don't think my belly is my God. But does that mean I don't have a problem with what is the sin called gluttony, overeating? I doubt that. I definitely do struggle with this. And so this is a verse that convicts me. It goes on and it says, the last part of it, who set their mind on earthly things. Now, that's not something I've typically done, but now I have. And I guess compared to most people in the world, I always had a lot of earthly things. God has blessed me, I can say, or have I somehow accumulated these things? And so I want to and desire to repent of any sin that is real sin. And I pray you all, whoever hears this, might pray for me about these things. Going on, jumping ahead in Philippians, it says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, and he is our hope for any sin. We rejoice in him because he died for us, and he covers our sins. And then it says in 4:5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And 4:7, let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Those are our focus. Those are what I want to be my focus. One of the reasons I'm doing these devotionals every day is to get myself in this habit. These are not the verses I'm preaching on this week. I'm not preaching on whose God is their belly. I'm not preaching on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure. Philippians 4:8, whatever things are lovely. That's not what I'm preaching on. But getting closer to what I'm preaching on, because I'm preaching in the book of Revelation, one of the rewards given to overcomers to one of the seven churches, and I don't have it in my mind which one it was at this moment, was hidden manna. And I know one of the issues with this, that particular church, was they were eating food offered to idols. Another issue with that church was sexual immorality. And what that church was doing was they were seeking pleasure outside of God. And Sunday, I'm not on those passages. I've gone way past Revelation 2 and 3. I'm on Revelation 21. But Revelation 21, just like Revelation 2 and 3, talks about being an overcomer. And I want to be an overcomer in regard to my eating, in regard to my diet. And so that's something I would like you all to pray for me, that I would be victorious in that, that I would be an overcomer. That's victorious and overcomer are the same. The Greek word that is the root of both of those is Nike. And Nike we think of as a sports shoe, but it means to be victorious. And they chose it for that reason, because they meant it for sports. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when Paul was saying that, he meant that he knew how, because he tells us this, both to be poor, to have need, and also to be rich, to have an abundance. And those things are hard to do. When you're poor and need, your temptation is to steal. When you have riches, and where you have an abundance, your tendency is to trust in those things, to think that they can save you, that they are your strength, or to keep your mind on those things instead of those things that are true and noble and just and pure and lovely. Instead of rejoicing in Christ, we rejoice in all the things that we have. That's why I mentioned all these verses. I know I too often rejoice in food. And so, what I need to do is rejoice more in the Lord. I need to spend day and night in His Word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the Word of God. And that's also in Deuteronomy 8:3. They learned in the wilderness. And were humbled, and God helped them when they did not have food, or when they only had manna to eat. God took care of them. And so pray for me, and I pray for everyone who's dealing with being overweight, or dealing with maybe having too many things in their life and not focusing on Christ. In a sense, we are blessed if we have an abundance of things like we do, and an abundance of food. And Father, we pray, and let us pray now, that we might use our things and use our blessings to the glory of God. Father, we pray you'd help us not to be controlled by the things in our lives, or by the food that we are eating. Father, I pray that my belly would not be my God, and that you'd help me in this area to be victorious, by getting back in shape and living for your word rather than food or anything else, and that might challenge you. And so, Father, I pray also for others who struggle with this, that you'd help them and bring them to yourself. And show them the value and the delight that they might have in the hidden manna, that food that we have that is spiritual food, that is delicious and is worth our efforts. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.